B-Pod Studios.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Brookline 911 coming up at 8 o'clock. The bit that everyone comes up to me and says that they like, and then infer that they don't like the rest of the show. All right. 617-779-0985. Sean, hello.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Thanks for all the laughs.
Thank you.
Actually, Brookline 911 reference here and proposal. Only way you can still get value out of your Sammy D helmet, Fred, is if you take a dump in it, leave it on someone's front porch in Brookline, and then we can listen to that 911 call. Thanks, guys.
That was an investment, and I'm not giving up on it after 16 games. It already soared in value from $250 to $275. I'll have you know. The Constitution, this isn't going to last. Crumple it up. And then here we are 500 years later.
Yep.
And the Constitution's all over the place.
Still relevant to this day.
In most parts.
Unless the politicians have their say. Most people still believe the Constitution still sticks.
All right. Let's go to Frank. Frank, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Hey, so I think you guys are forgetting a really important factor for Friday to be there. The man of the people, the most stoic face I've ever seen, Pasta Joe. He needs to be on there with you guys.
Okay, so Pasta Joe is going to be involved in something that he wants. If I asked you what tattoo does Pasta Joe want, what would you say?
Which one he wants?
He wants a tattoo of something that means a lot to him.
I would have to say Burger King.
Wheaties. Because he's always wearing his Wheaties jacket. He is asked for a Wheaties tattoo.
And we're givers here on the program.
Yes. And I don't know if he wants to, like, thug life that Tupac used to have. I don't know if he wants it in that fashion or an Adam Levine situation. So if he wants Wheaties across the chest, I mean, we'll give it to him. And that's not an inexpensive thing. So Pasta Joe will be in if he still wants that Wheaties tattoo. But then how will he get a job, like, you know, with the FBI?
I don't know. Well, I suppose you put it in a place you could cover up with a shirt or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but then you're at some outing and then they see that.
That's a good point. You know, like somebody's house that has a pool in the backyard.
No, you're doing rounds.
Oh, yeah.
And you're working 18-hour shifts at the hospital doing your residency, and then, you know, you have to change real quick, and they see the Wheaties tattoo. There's a lot of problems that could go with that. All right. So did you hear about Country Joe West?
What specifically?
That Country Joe West is suing. He is suing someone. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew he was suing someone, but I didn't see whom.
Paul LaDuca.
Okay.
He is suing
him. Major League Baseball player.
Yep. Over bribery allegations. He says he's on Barstool now, Joe DeLuca. Umpire Joe West has a share, some would say more than a share, of failures, such as his country album goes, "Hello, little boy. How old are you?" And he says, you would be well within your rights to describe him as unreliable, ornery, confrontational, and occasional obnoxious textualist. He's been all those things, but one thing West will not hesitate to sue your ass over is any suggestion that he's ever been on the take, a lesson currently being learned by former MLB catcher and new Barstool Sports podcaster Paul LaDuca. And here is Paul LaDuca speaking on Country Joe West.
You've got a Joe West story to tell. Tell it.
I've probably been thrown out of 15 games in my life, and 8 or 9 of them were Joe. He used to tell me before every game, "Hey, LaDuca, you going to stay in this one?" And I used to go, "You f*** you, Joe." A lot of people don't realize he's cut a couple country albums, so he would sing back there. So 06 or 07, and we're playing like a really tight game against the Phillies. Billy Wagner comes in from the bullpen, and I used to go to the mound every time and, like, "What's going on?" He's like, "Hey, Joe's behind the plate. Set a couple more inches inside." I was like, "Are you kidding me? Joe hates me." He's like, "No, no, 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 no. Joe loves me." I go, he hasn't given us the corner all day. He's like, don't worry about it. He literally throws 10 pitches and strikes out three guys. Joe rings up all three guys. Eight out of the nine pitches were at least 3 to 4 inches inside, not even close. Guys were throwing bats and everything. Joe walks off the field. We get back into the clubhouse, and I'm like, what the f*** just happened just right now? And Wagner just winks at me. I'm like, what's the secret? He's like, ah, Joe loves antique cars. So every time he comes in town, I lend him my 57 Chevy so he can drive it around. So then he opens up the strike zone for him.
Now, you got it. You know it's a 57 Chevy. Because if you're going any kind of like muscle car, Joe West weighing it down.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that car's not going very fast.
Now, a 57 Chevy, you can really stretch out in those bench seats.
I see Joe as a cruising type of guy anyway. I don't see him as a muscle car type of guy.
Yeah, you don't get him in like a vintage vet.
Yeah.
How old are you, son? He said, I'm 14.
Thinking ragtop for Joe.
Oh, I'm a ragtop that, you know, goes well beyond the back seat. Yeah, he's not a coupe type guy.
No.
He's not like a low-to-the-ground racer type.
He's thinking Nick Nolte's car in 48 hours type car.
Oh, yeah,
Joe.
He's like a Mercury. Something nice and big.
I'm like, this guy's been throwing me out for the last 10 years of my life, and all I needed to do was rent him a 57 Chevy?
Didn't he throw you out of a game before the game started?
Yes.
All right. Well, there's only one Cowboy Joe, right?
I'll tell you what, though. He's got a buttery voice when it comes to country music. I'll give him that.
So he would sit. You can't run with the big dogs if you act like a puppy. You can't swim with the big fish if you splash like a guppy. You can't run with the stallions if you trot like a colt. You can't tighten that lug nut if you don't have the bolt. What was Joe West thinking that as an umpire he was going to be famous enough to sell country records? Oh, that umpire? I've always been wondering what his folksy take on life in America would be. Hey, how old, son? 14. And all of a sudden you just hear sirens and doors being busted down.
Joe, we'd like to speak with you.
Yeah, Chris
Step
Hansen.
Into this 57 Chevy, son.
That's right.
Ever see a 57 Chevy, son? Oh, hey, how you doing, Chris Hansen? He said, take a seat. I said, no, I'm okay. He said, why'd you bring the beer? All right, we will be back. Remember, Brookline 911 coming up at 8 o'clock.
How old are you, son? He said, I'm 14.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Austin's home for sports. Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We have Patriots tickets to see the Patriots take on the Cleveland Browns, a team they better dominate. If they don't dominate the Browns, I'm giving it up.
What are you giving up?
Talking about the Patriots.
Okay.
If they let Mayfield have any kind of day against them, I'm going insane.
Mayfield throws a ton of interceptions, but he also has some players to get the ball to, too, as well.
Gilmore shuts one down.
Yes, so he'll stay on Odell Beckham most all day. Or the way they do it is, what they used to do it with Revis and Brandon Browner, they put Revis on the number two guy and take him out of it, would help over the top.
They had Gilmore on Robbie Anderson last week.
Okay.
That was his guy.
So, using that theory, just...
And even when Gilmore fell off a little bit on those zero formations, Darnold couldn't get him the ball. Basically, if you get the ball to Robbie Anderson, he's gone. But they knew that the Jets were going to be unable to protect him even for a second.
Cleveland's offensive line is not very good. You're absolutely right. Hey, look, but as I said, there are guys who bet on games. I'm sure the Bankroll boys know this more than anything. When all indicators point one way, there are times where it doesn't automatically happen.
Well, they took the Jets, so there you go. That's coming up at 9:30, your chance for those tickets. Brookline 911 coming up at 8 o'clock. Ted Johnson was supposed to be in here. He's supposed to be in here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. But he had an issue, so he couldn't come in. Or 7 o'clock, so he had an issue, and he can't come in. So it's steamed. It's steaming me up.
Jaffman will come through.
Oh, yeah, the Jaffman. What else has he got to do?
He's going to come through.
I played golf with the Jaffman. Don't worry about it.
Oh, how did you guys do?
Oh, we had a lovely time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
The weather was not perfect, if I remember correctly.
It was a sunny day.
Nice.
Me and the Jaffman out there taking care of business. But what happened is this happens to me all the time, is I was playing fine. And then there was a foursome ahead of us, and they asked if we would play through.
Oh, and then they're watching you. Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
And that was a par three.
So much.
That was a par three. And I hit a tree, and then I went in the trap. And then I couldn't get out of the trap. And then once I got out of the trap, I just picked up the ball and ran.
On our honeymoon, we were playing, my wife and I, at Kapalua. There was a par three, like 200 yards, and the guys were waiting there at the green. They're like, come on, play through. And I'm like, fine. Hit my tee shot to within 3 feet. And, of course, everyone's applauding. This is wonderful. Get up there. And with everyone watching me, I missed a putt. And then I blew the two-footer coming back.
Yeah, but that's
everyone
not
was watching.
That's not embarrassing, though. What's embarrassing is when you just hit wild off the tee. Because missing putts, everyone misses putts. Pros miss putts. It's the humiliating thing is missing off the tee. I don't like anybody being around when I'm doing things. It's just a tremendous amount of pressure.
I understand. Because
I thought of playing tennis, but then I thought, as soon as I get into the match with the person, I'm going to feel like I'm not carrying my own end of the match, and I'm going to completely fall apart mentally. That's like when I hit the kid when I was coaching baseball, and I hit the kid with the pitch. And then I got the yips, and I couldn't
get the pitch. That's happened to me, too.
And I couldn't get the ball over the
plate. Coach pitch is the worst.
I just got over the yips.
Oh, really?
Like a year and a half ago, I got over the yips.
No, I can't even throw batting practice now.
Oh, I couldn't throw batting practice? No. I couldn't throw catch.
I could play catch. I couldn't throw batting practice.
I could play catch with my son. I couldn't. Or in a pitch.
Until you miss a ball and it whacks you in the nose.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Playing catch with your son has proven to be problematic as well.
Listen, it's dark.
I see.
You know, sometimes when you're pushing a child.
I understand.
And they're crying and they don't want to be out there. And you're going, come on!
And he throws it really hard at your face.
And you're like, no! Yeah. I mean, there's 100 throws a day.
That's right. It's kind of like that Varsity Blues situation where Vanderbeek takes one and fires it off his dad's nose.
I get into a crouch like a catcher. And every ball, he does 5 push-ups. And we start over again.
Mm-hmm.
100 strikes in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a mistake, 5 push-ups.
Right.
I mean, he can get to be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sure. That's why it was dark.
Yeah.
I got it.
And so it can get to be that late.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's 11 years old. Yeah. There's a time where you got to learn that there's consequences to not being an elite.
You have to start practicing good behavior right now.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle memory right now.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how in the world is he going to pitch for a college team?
Well, college.
Maybe get a pro contract.
College is taken care of.
Right.
I mean, he's D1 talent.
Sure.
I mean, let's not pretend that's not happening. I mean, you got to push him. I'm like, you got to get drafted. Come on. Not like a crappy third round on. First couple rounds, I'll take a second round pick. But other than that, go screw. So I'm in the hunt for a new doctor.
So this would be your third new doctor in 3 years. This would be three doctors in 3 years. One retired, one you don't like.
Oh, yes, the third one. Because the first one I had was one of those concierge doctors. Have you ever had that?
I'm sorry, Dan was talking in my ear. Say that again.
You ever had those concierge doctors?
A concierge doctor, like Hank Med from that TV show. Yes.
I don't know. What TV show?
It was one of those USA summer deals. I forget who it is. Hank Med, it was...
USA? Know. Was it sit in a Nantucket airport?
No, it was set on Long Island, actually.
Okay, was it a sitcom?
Yes. Sort of.
A half an hour show?
It was an hour per episode.
Okay, that's not a sitcom. You got that wrong right
there.
I'm sorry.
The expert in
it. It could have
things.
Been a dramedy.
Maybe.
Who starred in it?
Mark Feuerstein?
Oh, him.
Yeah.
The guy who used to do the talk show on the interview show on ESPN?
No, different guy. That's Roy Firestone.
It wasn't Roy Firestone?
No.
His career has blown up pretty good.
That's right.
Roy Firestone took a vow of silence.
I haven't seen him since Jerry Maguire, Roy Firestone.
He moved to Tibet and tried to do something. No, but this lady, I didn't care for her.
Concierge doctor, yes.
Yeah, so what happens with that is that you don't have to set an appointment. Is that what happens with the concierge doctor is that, or if you have an appointment, there's, yes, Dan, Aru.
Sorry, Wikipedia helped out. Royal Pains, was that it,
That's
John?
That's it, yes, Royal Pains.
Oh. The USA Network.
USA Network.
Thank you for finding that information. It was...
104 episodes.
Wow, the Royal Pains.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, so I had that, and then that ran me. That got... hang on 1 second. Bill, go ahead. Bill. Is this hold music?
It's gotta be.
I can't hear you. I think this is hold music.
It is.
I asked Bird, and Bird said no, he's playing it, but. And then he just goes, I don't know.
Bird, is he playing this song?
He has no idea.
Is this for us to ingest and enjoy?
It's old music.
All right. So anyway, so you go to these concierge doctors.
Yeah.
And they got you. They got you. But they give you EKGs and everything.
Right.
And you don't need that. And then I got the very stern letter from my doctor saying, don't eat bread. Don't drink alcohol. Da-da-da-da-da.
You're screwed.
And lose 50 pounds.
Oh, really? 50 now? You said it was like 35 when we first talked about
this. No, he wants me down to 180.
Okay.
And he's like, come back in 6 months. Now, that is not, this guy's like a robot. That's not bedside manner.
Oh, I thought it's not an in-your-face, like, you know, scared straight type of deal. It's...
No, no, because there's no reason to be scared straight.
I see.
Or else you go come in, you need to take these medicines.
Right, right.
Instead, he was like, you need to lose. I'm 215 now. He's like, you got to get down to 180.
That's 35.
Yeah, so you got to lose 35 pounds.
Okay.
And so don't eat bread and don't drink. Just don't eat bread and don't drink. Don't you think that's a little severe, John?
Don't eat bread and don't drink?
Yes.
Yeah, for the kind of lifestyle you want to lead, yes, that's dangerous.
Well, how about for you? Would you stop eating bread?
No, I wouldn't. I would not do that.
So what you need is need a doctor.
This is right out of a golfing video game, by the way. I was saying.
Well, listen, maybe he's playing golf.
Choosing
team.
Your golfer.
Now, don't you think part of it is that they have a bedside manner?
Yes, of course it is. I like the doctor I have. He has a very good bedside manner.
Does he go like, John, you know, have a pizza on Sunday?
No, he doesn't say that. But he's like, all right, here are some ways you can live a little healthier.
Yeah, but does he say like, hey, you know. Yeah,
he doesn't go, dude, you need to lose 35 pounds. Stop drinking and stop eating bread now.
Yeah, does he go like, hey, if you snort heroin, is that just right. Only if you sniff it?
Would you hang up on the guy or just stop?
No, he hung up.
Oh, he hung up. Okay.
He didn't want to jam the music anymore.
I understand.
And then I looked at him fondling my testicles for that long. Everyone I've talked to has said that's usually a...
2 minutes, right?
And he did it for over 2 minutes.
That's wrong.
Everyone I talked to said it's a 5 or 10 minute situation.
10 second.
10 second situation.
5 or 10 minute situation. We're getting into something else.
5 or 10 second situation. And I'm thinking that this is probably someone... I'm going to pinpoint it. Someone who tried, was pushed very hard in school. Had a tremendous amount of academic pressure on them from their parents to get into a good school. Then in school, had a tremendous amount of pressure on them until they almost became robotic.
Well, no, that because of all that pressure, that means you didn't interact with anyone for about,
right,
eight,
exactly.
for about 8 years.
You had your head in a book and
yes.
You were following a doctor.
Correct.
So no bedside manner, no reality. Like this, if you want to live to be 100, here's what you got to do. Into that, I say I can't. You have to give me life-affirming talks with ways to in moderation to get to my goals. John, you can't just have someone step out there and tell you to go crazy.
Yeah, basically, he told you to go screw with your current lifestyle.
Yeah, he was just like,
basically,
go screw.
He said you're a fat pig. Change things.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Like, too much calories and alcohol.
Yeah.
And I said, work out 5 times a week. So work out 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Don't eat bread. Don't drink.
That's it.
And it's like, no kidding. Why, I'll eat spinach for every meal.
Do you mind writing that down and laminating that so I can bring that home?
Right. Like,
I'm just sticking right up on the refrigerator for my whole family to see.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, oh, you mean if I only eat lettuce and drink water, you're telling me I'm going to lose weight?
You're a fat pig. You're overweight. You need to change your diet immediately.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I put that right over my bed so I can look at it before I go to sleep every night.
You're 200, you're 6'2", you're 6'2.2". 215 pounds, you're going to die tomorrow. You're not diabetic. None of this stuff. Stop it. So that, I mean, for all I know, he was a machine. He was an artificial intelligence.
Right.
That's how human, the only human interaction we had is when he was fondling my testicles. When I went, ooh.
Was there any conversation during this time?
I didn't have a conversation with the whole time.
Oh, he didn't talk to you at all?
He just asked questions.
Okay.
Well, I couldn't get a read on him. He was like a faceless.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's hard, too, when he's doing that kind of stuff to you. It's hard to kind of strike up a conversation unless something was happening beforehand.
It was my first time seeing him, so he's asking all these questions, and there's no response.
There's no personal...
For instance, he goes, is there any chance that you've gotten a venereal disease over the last 2 years? And I go, unfortunately, no.
Didn't even crack a smile. Didn't even.
First of all, it's hysterical. No, he looks at me and he goes, "Excuse me."
Oh, Jesus.
And I go. Unfortunately, no. And
oh, he goes, man.
He goes, "You're listed here that you're married," and I'm like, "Yeah." So I don't got a venereal disease.
He didn't. Yeah,
he was Captain Logical. He was Captain. Not, yeah, he was. He was.
That's not good.
Yeah, he was the guy. He was Sir Isaac. Sir Isaac Literal.
Dr. Rosen. Yep, Dr. Rosen. I get it.
That's what I need Dr. Rosen.
Yeah.
See, I had Dr. Hurwitz.
I got it.
Dr. Hurwitz was all right. He knew how a man had to live.
I understand. He spoke Fred. I get it.
What was your doctor's name?
Mine?
Yeah.
Gadula.
Give me Rosen. All right, we have Brookline 911 coming up. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's an app. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We're looking for someone who will defend the wall. We have tickets to give away to see the good guys, the righteous. We have tickets to see them play Sunday afternoon against the Cleveland Browns, and we will be giving those tickets away. You'll have to be in studio. You can come under the cloak of disguise as well. There is a check this Twitter account out. It's called Danny Roach, DannyRoche.
Roche. Okay.
Because I think this might be one that would be good to come in.
All right. There's a bunch of them.
Let me see. Check our mentions. Check at Toucher and Rich.
Okay. Like recently?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Go back a year. I mean, there's lots. I think this guy could come in like under the disguise with a voice alternator.
Okay. So what you're looking for is somebody that anytime that anybody is hating on the Patriots, we can instantly have on the phone to call and put them in their place.
Right, exactly. Like that when you're like, oh, God, you're talking about this. There's a game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, sure. All you guys try to do is bring down Brady. Six rings, baby. That kind of stuff. Now, because one of the things you can do when you make this video is you can go through your timeline and show that you've been yelling at people and standing up for the Patriots for a long, long time. I mean, that's something that you can do. I mean, if you're going after Schefter, if you're going after Kellerman, if you're going after all these guys, that's who we're looking for. That's the kind we're looking for. Kyle, go ahead. Defend the wall.
Yeah, what's up with you, Fred? You're afraid of your doctor because he tells you the truth and he's real with you. You do need to stop drinking because you think Sam Darnold is cute. Are you kidding me? The dude looks like he's got his face smushed in with a little poop on his chin. All right? You don't need these Pat super fans that are going to come in there. All right? Can only name four people on the team like friggin' Maz does. You know, he picked the Jets to go to the playoffs. And you got Fred sitting there picking the Jets, what, $400 on them? Are you kidding me? Two tickets? I don't need tickets when I got six rings, baby. Those tickets better be for this.
Oh, I found it. Okay. Yeah. This is the guy. Okay. So he said, the only reason you exist is the Patriots' success. You cried like a bitch when they went all sports. Was he talking about the station?
I'm looking at it now.
Oh, my gosh. He has spent. Do you want to know how many tweets he sent this morning? This morning! Oh, this is awesome. You have to be the guy.
Danny Roach 17 has sent one.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 tweets in the last 45 minutes.
And he sent one all to SportsCenter.
About the Patriots. All right. You could win
Danny
this,
Roach,
sir.
You're going to win.
Dude, you got
Danny
some
Roach,
tickets on the
Danny
line.
Danny Roach 17, you're going to win. And you can come in like...
I don't know if he's going to win. He's going to be definitely somebody you have to consider.
This guy's coming in high. Read some of his stuff because he's defending.
Let's see. He called you Fredgie. Hashtag Fredgie. So you have a hashtag going.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Because you're edgy and you're Fred.
Damn it.
Then there's like, hang on. I'm going through because he's tweeting a bunch of people about it. So all I see is like his replies. Classic Fred equals blanky radio uses the S word.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
No, these are direct.
Okay. He's talking about you, John Wallach.
Okay.
Because you're talking about how you're saying that Mohamed Sanu is mediocre.
Yes.
And they said, your whole existence is based on being mediocre.
That's a sick burn right there.
So what happens is this guy is, this is what we're looking for. Someone who has infiltrated the minds of the sports media, not only locally, I mean, SportsCenter, too. I mean, he tweeted at SportsCenter. So if you can stand, I mean, you can wear like the anonymous mask. You can do whatever you want.
Joe SportsCenter is going to be very angry when he gets that tweet.
Yeah. So what you do is you make the video, you scroll through your tweets, if that's your thing, because we're not looking for super fan. Look at me. We have a helmet. We're looking for someone who's can attack the media for their false storylines and lazy performances instead of digging into the real meat of why the Patriots are the best.
I just want,
don't be jealous.
To be honest, I want somebody like, you know, who constantly kills Fred and kills Felger and Maz and everything. I want somebody like that on the phone constantly.
Yes.
Like whenever they get out of line, I want to be able to call them and have the Patriots protect you.
So in that way,
that's the one thing they want more than anything is a voice like theirs.
Right.
Be the voice.
Because no one, right now we're looking into Twitter, but no one's really paying attention to what you're saying. Imagine reaching an audience of tens and tens of thousands of people.
Put these people in their place. The Patriots defender. Now, I'm usually on your side, but I can't do it alone. I can't do this alone, guys. I need some help over here, especially when I'm sitting to the left, mediocre Sanu to my left, and Sammy D's jock over here on my right.
Well, I mean, and you did defend. You defended Brady about the green screen.
I said there was definitely a chance that he could
have
been
duped. Well, listen, wouldn't it be nice if someone came on the air and said it went as further than you were willing to go?
Yep, because sometimes I can't.
Because just for your relationships on the station, sometimes you can't go as far as you want to go.
It's true. It's true. Sometimes I want to call out that Brady and Decline show from 2 to 6. And, you know, I give this guy Christmas cards. I don't know if I can be that personal.
So
I need a Patriots defender. I need the protector.
So here's what you get if you're a guy like Dynasty Driven. You get Patriots tickets, and you get an opportunity. You don't have to be in studio the whole time. You only have to come in studio once. Again, just if you can get yourself here. If you want people to sit in the lobby like Pasta Joe has his cousin, You can have that happen. You can dress in a disguise. You can disguise your voice. You can call yourself Dynasty Driven. The only person that will get your actual name is Kelly in promotions. It will never be aired on the air. You will be the character. You will be as anonymous as you are on Twitter.
If you can crush
this
Fred,
is not a doxing situation.
No, no, no.
No one wants to dox you. This is to appease you. Someone who can give us the what for when what for is needed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no organization on the planet that is more persecuted than the New England Patriots.
You get front of the phone line privileges whenever anyone's drinking that haterade.
And then you can get on Twitter and you can go, or whatever you like, and you can go. You'll be like a golden god. Like, you told it to their face. This is not a... In fact, if it's legal, you can go by your Twitter handle to get your tickets.
At Danny Roach 17, you got to get into this. You're obviously listening. You're obviously tweeting already. At Danny Roach 17, we need you in. We need you to submit your video. Less than 2 minutes with a hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. Oh, I can't wait for Friday.
You can wear a pillow over your face.
You're going to be taking on Fred in debate. You know what? Maybe we'll even get Maz on the phone.
We can get Maz on the phone.
Let's get Maz on the phone. And you got to go up against Maz. And, you know, just tell him what you've been meaning to say all these years. And we're going to pick a winner out of the three people we bring up here. But the only way to get in is you have to submit your less than 2 minute video at Toucher and Rich or at 985 Sports Hub. Hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest.
And Rich, like Eminem once said, there's sometimes only one shot in life,
mm-hmm.
one opportunity to fulfill your dreams. And this is it from the inside, taking it down from the inside. No doxing, no nothing.
And you know what, guys? The Patriots listen.
Oh, boy. And then they're going to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. They're going to know.
You don't think they're going to appreciate that? We've talked to Ted Johnson. We've talked to people. They listen. They listen to what's going on, and they don't like it.
One of the Patriots might want to be your friends. You never know.
I mean, it's not someone might slip into your DMs and be like, hey, dude, like, I really liked what you had to say. Mike, go ahead.
When our six rings align, I am Patriots Protector. Right. Should play that music behind that.
Makes it work a little better. Somebody said you need to include Jerry Thornton in this. Dude, we're looking for someone beyond Jerry Thornton.
Jerry Thornton gets paid. Jerry Thornton's, even if he's, you know, one of the good guys, he's still part of big media. I mean, give me a break.
We need the voice of the people. The voice of the downtrodden. People who use spell sports takes with a Z.
No, people that are on, they're working every day. They're working all day. They're getting in people's heads. You get Patriot tickets. They're good tickets. You get to have your voice heard. You can wear a disguise.
If you want to.
I think it's much cooler if you wear a disguise. I don't think that it's necessary that people know who you are. We could turn off Twitch for your own security purposes.
Or just, you know, you wear a mask.
Nick just fainted in the other room.
All right, so we'll be back. Brookline 911 on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Kylie Jenner wants to trademark the phrase rise and shine.
What?
I don't know. Perhaps that she's...
Well, I mean, maybe it'll be as successful as LeBron wanting to trademark Taco Tuesday.
I think rise and shine is a little bit more difficult.
I would think that would might be a more common phrase than Taco Tuesday.
We're looking for people to defend the wall. And Rich, you know how like a cat will like stick its head out? It might smell something nice, but it's not so sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like it gets out from under the couch and it looks around. I was looking at our tweets, and this guy, Hugh Pat's fan butt, says, Toucher and Rich are so desperate to get people for their dumb contest because not one person has sent a video. They're begging Twitter users, at Danny Roach 17, to come on. Three smiling, laughing emojis. Don't fall for the trap.
Mm-hmm. You'd be perfect for the contest.
That's right.
Let me guess.
It's a trap.
Can I guess how many, over under how many tweets he sent in the last day?
Okay.
I'm going to say 15.
I would say higher.
24 hours?
Higher.
In the last 24 hours.
Higher.
15 in a day is a lot.
Higher.
Like if it's like tweeting at people.
I've said
six,
higher.
7, okay. 8, 9, right. 10, 11, 12.
Is it all the people
13,
like Ben Vollard?
14, 15, 16, 17.
Oh my
18,
God. Dang.
18.
I want to give a voice to the people who have a problem with Felger and Maz, who have a problem
he
with
says,
the station being too slanted.
Says, flagship way, station is, of the Patriots creating a contest to bring in a passionate fan so they can mock and ridicule. Please don't fall for this.
That is not the case. There's a lot of bitching out there, and I want to give these people a voice.
Not bringing you in to just make fun of you. There's a reward at the other end if you're as good as you say you are.
It's to you to come in and do what you've been doing.
Absolutely.
To come in and set everyone straight. How is that a trap?
That is an opportunity.
What's the worst case scenario that can happen? You come and you tell everyone how terrible they are, and then you get to be anonymous, and then you go to a Patriots game. How is that a trap? Unless there's something, you're a felon or something, or there's a warrant out for your arrest, how the hell could it be a trap?
No, I want a voice for these people. I mean, because
quick shot of Brady hugging Jonathan, and they're plotting to take Robert out. I'm just asking the question, Mike.
Is that to Mike Felger? Mocking Maz saying Mike. Is that
yes.
what it is? Okay, well, good. I want those people. I see. Those are people that there's enough that people who complain that the station is slanted. I want that the voice of the people.
This is a guy named Dave Brown. He says this. They're responding to a clip of Felger and Maz. This is appalling. First, mocking Van Noy, disrespectful and offensive. What's his beef? He's never said. Just encouraging thousands to hate KVN for no reason. Second, deriding fans for enjoying their team. This show wouldn't exist without Patriots fans. The host owes them everything. If you had an opportunity to come on the air and say this to people's faces, why wouldn't you do it? How is that a trap?
That would be a dream.
Yes, and you get Patriots tickets. I mean, this guy likes dogs.
I mean, that's what we're looking for. Is somebody that spends a lot of time tweeting and who's angry.
It's not
the media
a trap.
Is twisted. No, it's an opportunity. And I want these people up here, and I want to be able to have them on the phone, and I want them to be the voice of, you know, whenever anyone is mocking anything Patriots.
It's not a trap. I could see you thinking it was some kind of trap.
It's only a trap if you're not confident in your take. That's it. If you think you're going to come up here and you're going to spit the bit, then this contest isn't for you.
You got
to give it to somebody who's better. You got to be confident. I mean, if you think that you're going to be able to come up here and just win the tickets without having to actually answer for your online takes or have some sort of, you know, real opinion about how the Patriots are hated, then that's what we need.
And if you hate Felger or Maz or me or Jones or Wallach, you can write down your thoughts. You know what? And we'll give you time, uninterrupted, and as long as you're clean and it's on topic.
And if you would like Scott Zolak in here to stand behind you and cheer you on,
then you'll have to pay him.
That's true. Because he doesn't come in and go anywhere without some cash. That's true.
Do.
All right. Well, let's not waste any more time. Now, what's the hashtag for that?
That would be hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. You have until Thursday at 10 a.m. to get your less than 2 minute videos in.
It is no trap. I can tell you that. I don't know how you think you're being trapped. It's not like one of them Shanghai things where they Shanghai you.
Yeah.
There's no hole in the floor.
It is only a trap if you are not confident in what you say.
This is no doxing. We will not dox you. Again, you can wear, you can obstruct your face. You can sit on your friend's shoulders. There's a lot of things you can do. You can be anybody you want to be.
Someone said it's 2019. Nobody wants to talk face to face. Maybe that's the case.
You don't have to. You can wear a costume.
That's right. Mask to face.
And you can distort your voice. No one's going to. There's no downside. This is, we're dead serious. You call, and then you get to call in whenever you want.
You can't complain about the station being slanted and not do this and not submit.
Right.
Because then you have no complaints. This is your opportunity to do something about it.
Yes. And then you can call in anytime that you have a problem, and we'll listen to you, and you'll essentially be the ombudsman of the show.
You're front of the line privileges.
You're the show ombudsman.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. All right. Let's not waste any more time. Our most popular segment every other week. It is time for Brookline 911. No commercials, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.